Hello there. Welcome to Getting Social with Miriam. It is so wonderful to have you. Entrepreneurs, and you know what? Many employees are bombarded with stress, and they constantly face challenges in regards to time and stress management. Therefore, they become very frustrated, less productive, and many times experience burnout. So today, I'm going to be talking to Gay O'Brien about these facts. I will give you a brief background on Gay before we jump into the discussion. Gay O'Brien is a catalyst for transformational change in business. She coaches, speaks, provides leadership workshops to companies to enhance their performance by increasing their customer base, maximizing their profits, and systemizing their business to reduce time spent in the business. She is very aware of the challenges that businesses face and skillfully coaches corporations and small businesses around the world to navigate a pathway towards their goals, dreams, and aspirations so they can show their magnificent selves to the world. Gay O'Brien offers coaching, workshops, and home study programs to individuals, and people who have big dreams for the future are empowered to develop their highest potential by discovering their passions, values, and beliefs, discarding their limiting beliefs, and implementing stress reduction, time management, and goal-setting techniques to embrace peak performance in their lives and relationships, as well as business and health. Gay O'Brien shares her insight in an inspirational, educational, and entertaining way with international media, including radio, newspapers, and magazines, and with groups of individuals who desire to make their greatest contribution to the planet and co-create a more enlightened world. Gay has also taught many, many entrepreneurs NLP, and we're going to delve more into that further. But first, I'd love to take this opportunity to welcome Gay O'Brien of Central Queensland, Australia. Hello, Gay.
Hello, Miriam. How are you tonight?
I am doing great, thank you. How are you?
Excellent.
Great. So, Gay, thank you again. Now, I've got a few questions, if you don't mind. Could you tell me more about yourself, other than what I have introduced about you so far? Could you enlighten us more about how you got into what you're doing?
Well, how I got into what I was doing was I was actually working for many years as I managed a special education facility. I was a teacher. And I found myself getting very stressed with what I was doing because it was a very stressful job. There was lots of people wanting my time, and teachers, parents, administrators, other organisations, and students, of course. And I wanted to find a way to actually be more effective in my job. So I knew that I had to really look at my mindset. So I studied a lot of mindset practices, and that included NLP, and I ended up becoming an NLP trainer, and I wrote a book about NLP after that as well. And so I found, and I really believe, and I know in my own practice and in my work as entrepreneurs, that having a positive mindset really is the first step to helping you move forward to growing your business.
Okay, great. Now, the thing is, a lot of people are not familiar, including myself, of NLP. Could you explain to us what NLP is?
NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and the neuro is to do with the five senses and the nervous system, and that includes the visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory, and gustatory, so they're the five senses. And linguistics is to do with the ability to code, order, and give meaning to experiences using pictures, sounds, taste, smells, touch, and self-talk. And programming is really about using all of this to create the specific outcome that you want. So what all that really means is that we take information in through our senses, and we have our own filters, and we give meaning to that information, all those experiences through these filters. So what we do through NLP training and what I do through my coaching and through my programs with entrepreneurs is I help them reinterpret their experiences, because quite often when we make these meanings and we reinterpret them through our filters. The filters that we have built up were designed in childhood, and so we often make assumptions that or develop beliefs in childhood that aren't necessarily true. So, for example, you know, there might be a situation where your mother's very busy, and you're a 4-year-old child or 2-year-old child, and you want your mother's attention, and your mother is preparing dinner, and she might say, well, you know, I'll be with you in a moment or something. But meanwhile, you make the assumption that you're not good enough, or that your mother doesn't love you, or something like that. And so then you reinterpret, or through you see the eyes of the world through that filter. So every time you're out in the world, it's not in every situation, but in situations where you feel vulnerable, then you make this assumption that people are not valuing you, or that they're not seeing that you're important enough. So you put yourself down, and you don't give your all, and you don't do the best you can do because you have self-doubt about your ability. So through NLP, and I do one of the processes I use is a process called timeline therapy, where we actually allow you to go back in time and reinterpret some of these experiences so that you can see that you are a valuable person, that you were actually loved in that moment, but you just weren't necessarily aware of it. And so we help you to reinterpret your experience so that you can then move on with your life and create the things that you need to create in your business and be of value to your clients, your customers, and your staff and your creative process. So it's a really useful practice to adopt using NLP practices.
It's sounds like a wonderful technique. It really does. I mean, it really, really does, because you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people who sadly feel that they're not good enough and they're not valuable enough and they're not deserving of good things, and a lot of them do set themselves up for failure as a result. So, I mean, I think this is extremely important for people to, you know, use in order to help their mindset. And, I mean, other than that, what would you say that many problems that anybody, entrepreneurs, anybody really, what general problems do you think they're just facing today? I mean, do you think it's the fast-paced world and just there's just more stress because of it? What are your thoughts, Gay?
Well, I think that beyond your limiting beliefs, there are other factors, and one of them is your values. So it's important to have the values, your values in place, and to really stick to your values. So if you value good customer service, then you need to provide that. If you value respect, then you need to respect all people. If you value giving people your time and explaining things to them in a way that they will understand, then it's important that you do that. Because if you don't follow your own values, then you don't have any integrity, and then you don't feel good about yourself, and that drains your energy. And I'm really all about having high energy, because if you have high energy, you can do the jobs and you can do the work that you need to do during the day, and you can also enjoy the day. So having good values that work for you in your business, and following through with those values is most important. So I think having empowering beliefs, number one, having, and this isn't necessarily in any order of priority. Number two is having the beliefs, having the values that serve you and your and your customers. And you know, there's a whole slate of other things as well. And I think too that you touched on this earlier, Miriam, and you talked about time management, and that is a really crucial area. And one of the things that I found very useful in my life and in my business is that I prioritise things the night before, so that when I go to bed, I sleep on it. And one of the things that NLP believes is that our unconscious mind. We have a conscious mind, a thinking mind that calculates and works out things during the day, but we have this broad unconscious mind that never sleeps, and it's the mind that runs our body. It beats our heart and it keeps our blood flowing, and it really operates all of our entire body system. So when we go to sleep at night, once we've written down our priorities for the next day, our mind can work on those during the night. It's quite a magical process, so that when you get up the next day, you are actually ready to work on those processes. And I think that quite often what people do is, because they don't have these priorities set and they don't have their goals set, they just react to the first thing. So they might get stuff in their inbox, you know, their emails, and they're just, you know, they're just responding to things that come up rather than to their own set of priorities. So prioritising your day, your week, your month is most important. So really setting goals is really the way to go. And, of course, we don't know the outcome. We don't know how things are going to pan out. But at least if we set the goal and work towards it and create or acquire the resources that we need to set that goal, then what ends up happening is there's another part in our brain called the reticular activating system, and what it does is it starts looking. So if you're going to set a goal to increase your customer base, then your reticular activating system will really be looking out for ways to do that. So every time an article comes up on the internet in your inbox or on the web somewhere, you'll be interested in it. Every time you talk to someone who knows a little bit more about this, you'll be really asking them the right questions. So really setting your priorities and setting your goals and actually prioritising your day is the most important thing. And really that, you know, if I had to say, you know, what's the number one reason for causing stress, it would have to be that.
Okay, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that's quite useful. So, you know what? Now I'm going to ask, yes, people really do need to overcome these issues, but how can you exactly help them do it? Like, what do people need to do in order to help themselves overcome these issues?
Well, that's a very good question. The thing is, it's an excellent question, and what people need to do to overcome this is, I actually have a 5-step process that I use in my coaching and in my mentoring and in my training programs that I use to help people really help themselves, because that's what it's really about. It's really about helping yourself. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing you need to do is you really need to have this broad vision. So you need to decide what you want in life, and I have techniques. I run passion workshops to help people find out what they really want to do in life, and that's why it's really important to, at the end of the day, really to have a business that lines up with your passion, that really fires you up. So really have a broader vision, and that vision needs to be bigger than yourself. So it needs to be something that is good and useful for other people around you. So that's the first thing. And then you need to really be able to take a stock take of your life. So where am I now? You know, what do I need to do to move forward? What skills do I need? You know, what's going to really, how can I help myself keep really grounded? And one really useful technique for that is meditation. That really helps you to see where you are and really get to know your inner self, just by, you know, one of the techniques, of course, is by listening to your breath. I mean, there's a whole variety of other meditation techniques that people can use as well. So that's the second thing, really taking stock of where you are at the moment. And the next thing really is to plan what you're going to do, and that of course involves daily plans. And one of the other things that people can do in their daily plans is they can have you know, an affirmation, a few words that they say to keep them going, to keep them motivated, because what planning is really about keeping yourself inspired. You know, you really need to keep yourself on the up, and by keeping yourself inspired, you're keeping your energy levels up and you're ready to face the day. And of course, the next thing you need to do is you need to take action. So a lot of people have, you know, grand ideas and they start things, but they don't finish them. And it's really about staying on task and keeping up the focus. And sometimes to do that, that's often where I come in. That's where a coach comes in, because people start things and they want to keep going, but they get lost in their own heads, in their own minds. And that's really where a coach helps you, because it helps you to come back into focus and stay on track with what you're doing and the goals that you have set. Because it's all very well to set goals, but then people get distracted. And so
right.
coach will bring you back and say, well, what are you doing? Where are you up to? You know, maybe you can try this technique to help you, you know, do this, that or the other. So having a coach, reading inspirational text, saying some key words or affirmations every day to keep you on track and just really keep going. Because it's often, you know, you read these stories about famous people like Abraham Lincoln. Like he ran for Congress, I don't know how many times. It was many, many, many times before he even got into Parliament. You know, it was just a phenomenal amount of time. And like Edison, when he invented the light bulb, he tried 100 times before he got it right. So really, it's when you've got that, and obviously they had that grand vision that that's where they wanted to go. So it's about having that vision and really following through, even if, and there will be obstacles, because that's how we learn and grow. And that's how we really find meaning and reinterpret what we want as opposed to what we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we don't see the light without the dark. If we haven't experienced the dark, then we don't know what the light is. That's an example. So really, there always may be obstacles. So it's really a matter of really staying the course. And that's where most people get lost, because 95% of new businesses go out of business because people don't stay the course. You know, maybe they've had an idea and they haven't really, they're not really doing what they want to do. That could be it. Or maybe they just haven't, you know, found the way of accessing the resources, or maybe they just haven't stayed the course. So it's about taking the action, staying the course.
Taking action.
And then the next thing to do is you need to review. You need to then review, well, where how's it all going, and basically start the process again.
Right. And that, you know what, that's very, very important. Taking action. You know, if you don't take action, then you're right, nothing ever happens. So that's very, very, very true. So now, can you help us understand what an empowering mindset really is and what it involves?
Well, it's really about feeling energized and really, you know, moving forward, having a plan, taking action, and really moving forward and noticing, and really, through meditation, you will notice your thoughts. So it's really about noticing the thoughts that are holding you back. And if you're saying something like, well, I can't do that, or, you know, that wouldn't be for me, notice those thoughts and really turn those thoughts around, because it's a matter of keeping your energy levels up and your vibration levels up. And so it's a matter of turning around those negative thoughts and keeping yourself in a state of really wanting to move forward. And if you find, you know, and there's a number of techniques that you can do to do that. And of course, sometimes, you know, you might need to get out in nature. You might need to go for a walk. And, you know, some people like to walk early in the mornings or late in the afternoons, and they get their inspiration that way. I know that I quite often get inspired for a new project when I'm out and about and, you know, doing something like that. So it's a matter of getting to know yourself and then really finding ways of keeping yourself on track, and a coach will help you do that. And also having any necessary therapy that you need to have as well to get rid of any limiting beliefs or negative emotions, because sometimes people use a lot of energy on their negative emotions, such as, you know, anger, fear, sadness, hurt and guilt and things like that, and they can really drag you back as well. So I do a process to help people with that as well.
Yeah, it can be pretty bad. I do understand that. Once you get tied up into those negative emotions, wow, it really can depress you. So now I'm going to ask, how can people really manage their emotions more effectively?
Well, the way that people can manage their emotions is by listening to their negative self-talk, turning it around, and there's a number of questions people can ask themselves. So if they're saying something really negative to themselves, you could ask yourself, is it true? Do you know that this is true, this thing that you're telling yourself? Because really, it's just a thought. It's just a thought. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
It's a thought. Yeah.
And you can turn that thought around. So what would be the opposite of that thought? And so there's a number of mind games you can play with yourself to turn that thought around so that you put yourself in a more positive state. And, you know, and you find that you'll develop a number of techniques. Sometimes you might need to, you know, tidy your office to get your head in a better state of mind. And so sometimes I think that it's really useful to have all your files and your inbox and everything running in perfect order, and also have people working with you that support you. I think quite often it's like a negative people around you can drag you down as well. So if you having employees or co-workers or affiliates even that you work with, I think it's really useful to have people that are going to help you and keep you in that positive state. And keep you there, and meditation, like those things will keep your energy levels up, and they'll really stop you from bogging down in the negativity. Because sometimes people don't even realise they're in that mood; they're just there. And and that's part of the problem. And so when they're there, they don't realise it, and then other people are realise it, but they don't. So it's a matter of developing the technique so that you realize when you're in that mood and then getting yourself out of it.
Yes, yes, that's true. It's very important. Very, very important. So we have a couple more minutes left, but I'm going to now ask, how can the listener use self-talk to help them with their daily activities and help them stay more positive and stay empowered?
So what the listener can do with self-talk is, the first thing is be aware of it. It's like watching a movie. When you say to yourself, I can't do that, I could never do that, just be curious. So just notice that thought. And you don't have to judge it. You don't have to accept it. That thought is not you. It is just a thought. So just notice that thought. That's really the most important thing. And observe it with curiosity. And just let it go, or turn it around, or question it. There's a number of things that you can do, or just ignore it. Just let it float away. So, but certainly don't absorb it, and don't believe that is you, because it is not.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's actually very, very good. That's really, really good advice. You know, we can always really, really stay focused and realize what we need to do, what we need to do to help ourselves. And I think if we keep remembering that, then we're going to, the chance of us falling down with the negative self-talk and everything is a lot lower. The odds are a lot lower that you'll fall into that. It's just consistency. Consistency is the key with everything.
It is. It is. And I've actually, I'm in the process of, I've written a home study program that encompasses a lot of this stuff and gives people vital clues for helping them with all of this. So that will be released in a couple of bumps, so I'll let you know, Mary, when that comes out. But the other
great.
Thing, too, is that, you know, if people want to do timeline therapy with me, they can get onto my website, and I'm happy to help them, you know, do a session or two to really get rid of these, you know, limiting beliefs and negative emotions so that they do feel lighter and they can then move on to really focus on, you know, having their lives move forward.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to knowing more. So now I'm going to finally ask you, what is the next step that the listener could take to improve their current situation, even if their situation is far from ideal? Instead of just dwelling on how miserable they are or how bad it is, what can they do in order to improve it? Because it's going to take some steps. You know, you got to go from plan A. You got to go from point A to point B. So how can they do that while not being always thinking about, oh, I do not like where I am. I don't like what I'm doing, this and that. So what do you suggest?
Take some daily exercise. Eat the best food that you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
That will give you the energy. Tidy the space around you so that the space around you is lighter. So get rid of any things you don't need. Don't hold on to things you don't need, possessions you don't need. You know, get rid of any rubbish or stuff like that. So have a nice, clean, healthy environment. And really look at what you are currently doing and really take steps to plan your day as best you can so that you do have a plan and make sure that the people you are surrounded by are supporting you. So they're probably the five top things that you need to do. Yeah.
Very important. The people, really, you got to be surrounded by those who are going to encourage you. Very, very, very important.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're just dragging you down. Yeah.
Right. Which means, in some cases, stay away from family.
well, yes, and that's challenging too. Or limit time with family, or you know, choose the time. You know,
yes,
set the parameters.
Right.
For the interaction.
I know, easier said than done. Sometimes you just can't do that, but yeah, you have to somehow find a way to block them out, especially when you're needing the support. Okay. Yay, I'd love to know, our listeners would love to know how to contact you.
So you can contact me through my website, gayobrien.com, GayeObrien.com. So you can get on to me through that. You can contact me and email, and I'll talk to you and email you back.
Fantastic. So what about your social media, Twitter? Facebook?
Yes, my social media is Twitter is Gay O'Brien, and through Facebook I have a Facebook page for my business, New Life Solutions. It's just Gay O'Brien.
Okay. All right, wonderful. Thank you so much, Gay. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in and enlighten us about NLP and empowering your mindset. So, everybody, you're very welcome.
I look forward to listening to the interview or re-listening to it, and I wish you well with your business as well, Miriam. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You too, Gay. Everyone, you have a super, super week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.